Oscar Michaud. On January 2nd, 1814, Oscar Michaud was born in Metropolis, Illinois, to parents Calvin and Belle Michaud, who were former slaves. One of 13 children, Oscar went on to become one of Hollywood's biggest surprises. As a 17-year-old, he left his home for the big city of Chicago, Illinois, where he got a job as a Pullman porter. At the time, this was one of the best jobs for blacks in the days of Jim Crow. By learning the philosophies of Booker T. Washington and Horace Greeley, Michaud was able to acquire 2 160-acre tracts of land in Gregory County, South Dakota in 1905, despite having no farming experience. After spending several years in South Dakota as a homesteader, he compiled material to use in his first novel, The Conquest, the story of a Negro pioneer, which was loosely based on his life and published in 1913. Later in 1917, it was rewritten and became his most famous novel, The Homesteader. Oscar self-published and distributed the novel by going door-to-door to small businessmen and fellow homesteaders. In 1915, due to financial troubles, Michaud lost his homestead, causing him to move to Sioux City, Iowa, and establish the Western Book and Supply Company, where he continued to write and sell novels. During this time, African-American film pioneers George Noble Johnson, directors of the Lincoln Motion Picture Company, were looking to make his book, The Homesteader, into a movie. Michaud denied them, however, because he wanted to direct the film himself. He later reorganized the Western Book and Supply Company into the Michaud Film and Book Company. In 1918, he produced The Homesteader into a film predating Charlie Chaplin, who didn't debut until 1921. In 1920, Michaud made his next movie, Within Our Gates, as a response to The Birth of a Nation, a racially charged movie by D.W. Griffith, which glorified the Ku Klux Klan. Within Our Gates challenged the negative stereotypes set by Griffith's film that blacks were vile, unproductive, subhuman species living in America, and that racism can be challenged. Michaud showed the African-American as an upstanding human rather than a subhuman species, the thought held by the white masses. Over the next 30 years, Michaud would go on to make over 30 movies that were radically different from the Hollywood portrayal of blacks in films. He is regarded as one of the most successful and prolific black filmmakers, providing a diverse range of non-stereotype characters that black actors could play. Michaud set a foundation for future black filmmakers to create films showing blacks in a positive light, rather than using film to further denigrate the black race. He showed courage and vision, and for that, Mr. Michaud, we're proud. Stand on your shoulders. On the Shoulders of Giants is brought to you by Live Skills, Live Fulfilled. For more information, visit www.liveskill.com.